this is a tool I've been playing with here for Segway. This is another way of looking at Segway. This is a tag cloud from Segway. Now, actually, these are all the category tags, because we really only introduced categorization in the last, I think, in December. Most of the tags are mine. All right, but this gives you an overview of Segway. 2,000 sites in Segway, 62,000 content posts, 24,000 discussion posts, and 192 tags. Scrolling down here, you can see the recently edited site. You can see I was working on this presentation today, 115. Peter Nelson, recent discussion posts. This is across all of Segway. It's a kind of interesting view into Segway that people come to. For any given person, you can click on their name, and you can see all their sites, all their recent edits, all their tags. So this is me. I have 34 sites, 709 content posts. These are my sites here on the left, my recently edited sites, my recent discussions, and all the tags that I've used. And you can, again, this actually works in a couple of different ways. The darker color means more posts have been made to it. The larger the size of the text, the more diverse the tag is. The tag is used across more sites, I believe. Boy, I don't even remember anymore. So if I click here on Segway, Segway then has been used as a tag for 9 posts on 2 sites, and these are some tags that are related to Segway.
RSS.
Another tag, 4 posts on 2 sites. Related categories are Apple Context Instructions, Podcasting,
iPod.
Because there aren't too many tags in Segway right now, I've also taken the sections. All the section titles across all the segments. The darker ones are the ones that are used more. The lighter ones are used less.
This is arranged alphabetically.
Gives you a kind of an overview about how people have organized content on Segway.
Sorted by most widely distributed and sorted alphabetically, but we can go ahead and sort it by most frequently used tags.
No, introduction is very popular. As is assignments and links and images. Section 1, Section 2, those are the defaults in some of the templates.
But gives you an interesting overview. And again, you can do this for everybody, or you can do it for a particular person. I could look up myself here, and I could take a look at my section.
And these are my most popular section titles that
have been most popular. And for anyone, if you click over, I've used
Building Institutional Repositories. 13 posts in that section on one site. We'd like to introduce this at some point, perhaps in the summer or in the fall. And the idea would be that you can continue to go to your Segway homepage, but I just found that this, particularly as you get a lot of websites, the Segway homepage is just not very well organized, and it's really hard to find things.
So having, I think, a view like this would be much more handy, where you can quickly see what you've done recently.
These are ordered by the sites I most recently edited. Sites, all my sites, recently edited posts, and all my discussions.
Gives me a quick overview. This is known as a dashboard view. What I've done here is combine the dashboard in a
cloud, tag cloud view.
The dashboard gives you a view into recent activity across sites and content blocks and discussions. And then the tag cloud gives you an overview.
So it's kind of a way to get a grasp of what you're doing
from different levels, which I think is much easier to see than this kind of thing. I mean, it probably complements it. This has its advantages as well, but it's really hard to find anything in this kind of view.
Yeah, I've noticed mine started, after 4 years of doing it, and I'm starting to get slightly unwieldy.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of how to make this a little better. Probably moving to something like this.
Yeah.
I think, don't you think it would help?
Yeah, no. Yeah. I don't often use, I do like to be able to go back to my old course from 2003 or 2004, but I don't
want
to do it all the time.
Yeah. I would probably just hide those old courses and have an option so that you could hide them.
Yeah.
Because that list gets really long, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Moving to something like this, I think, would just make it a lot more workable for people.
That's it.
Thanks.